Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
I'd like to introduce Myra Junik. Myra is from Toronto, and you're a reader, like, from day one.
Absolutely, and my mother is quite the reader as well, and the whole family is. And three grandchildren I have, they're all readers.
And you're also a promoter of literacy.
Absolutely. I was a teacher, a principal, and then became a K-12 language arts and library coordinator. I have worked for the Ministry of Education. But I've also done a lot of reviewing for committees, such as the Marilyn Bailey Picture Book Award Committee. I was chair of Red Maple, chair of Golden Oak, and chair of the CLA Book of the Year for Children jury as well.
Now, you are also a historian, and your thesis, when you were attending the University of Toronto, your thesis had a very interesting topic and very timely for today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I compared Ukrainian immigration in Canada, Ukrainian and Irish immigration to Canada and the United States. So it was quite an eye-opener, the differences and the similarities.
Yeah. Well, we're starting out reviewing a book by an American author, a Ukrainian-American author. The book is called Crossing the Border by
Ksenia Rechtecha. It's an anthology of short stories that explores the lives of Ukrainians in Ukraine and in other countries. But the stories focus on family relationships, hope, and self-discovery. And each story is a beautiful pearl of wisdom, as the epigraph by Lena Kostenko at the beginning of the book suggests, and the uniqueness of every moment seeks the path from pain to a pearl. Rechtecha does not shy away from the complex political realities of Ukraine. In her first story, Homecoming, she describes Vera's journey to her hometown of Krynica in Ukraine. She's coming back to visit her cousin Stavko after 47 years. Many Ukrainians from North America traveled back to their homeland in 1990 as the walls of the Soviet Union slowly started to crumble. Vera's surprised and disappointed and disillusioned by what she finds in the new Ukraine, and her cousin Stavko has become a collaborating communist in order to survive. In another story, 40 Days, this is a more realistic look at recent Canadian-Ukrainian political developments. Luba, in this story, is mourning the suspicious death of her husband, Roman, who was a politician. She wishes for Roman's democratic dreams for Ukraine to come true, but realizing that is hoping for a lot. And the final story, Orange and Bloom, describes the involvement of an elderly woman in the highly charged days of the Orange Revolution. Her fervent belief in the freedom of Ukraine is a definite sign of hope for the future. Rechtecha is really skilled at weaving references to Ukraine's history into her stories. The artist, Valery, returns to Kiev after a year studying art in Chicago, only to find that everything has changed. The country's being run by questionable Ukrainians with slicked back hair and cell phones glued to their ears. Mm. He yearns for the old days as he struggles to start painting again. He visits the iconic Golden Gates of Kiev, which protected the city from the Mongols, and imagines them as they looked when the French king sent envoys to ask for the hand of one of King Yaroslav's daughters. In the bell tower, a courageous villager risked his life and liberty during the Soviet era to ring the bell of the deserted church before Christmas. Even in the immigrant communities of the United States, Ukrainian history and traditions continue to be important. In Tricks of the Eye, the depressed divorcee, Anna, tries to fill her days by attending church weddings and baking traditional Ukrainian wedding birds, even though some of the married couples are not even Ukrainian. One of the strongest images in this anthology is Babcha, the image of the strong, competent Ukrainian grandmother caring for the emotional and spiritual needs of future generations is skillfully portrayed by Rechtecha. In The Artist, Valery trusts only his babcha to care for his paintings. In Whitewashed Sojourn, Sofika repeatedly thinks about her memories of babcha as she travels through Greece with Dmitri. And finally, in the story named Babcha, Lena, a Ukrainian teenager from America who's visiting for the very first time in Ukraine, learns to love and care for her elderly grandmother in her tiny village. So this anthology shows Rechtecha as a very gifted writer, and readers will be delighted with her stories.
Yes, and this is her first work that she's had published.
Yes, she was born in Chicago and raised in Michigan, but her short stories and poems have already appeared in several literary magazines, including the Dalhousie Review, the Literary Bohemian, and Wisconsin Review. She worked as an editor in Kyiv from 1996 to 2000, and that experience inspired several of the stories in this collection. She lives now in Detroit, the Detroit area, with her husband and daughter, and works as a freelance copy editor.
Yes, and she is very much a community activist and a lovely lady, and looking forward to reading more of her books as well. This Crossing the Border was an outstanding collection of stories. Did you have a favorite, Myra?
I really enjoyed the absolute last story in this, Orange and Bloom, because that, to me, summed up the whole Orange Revolution and everything that went with it. And the image of the elderly widow being part of this revolution really was powerful, very powerful.
Yeah. Any shortcomings that you noticed in the book, the writing, the stories, or anything like that?
Well, the author has a very good sense of voice and character. However, at times she feels she must state the obvious. In the final story, Orange and Bloom, which I just mentioned, she emphatically describes the political issues in Ukraine, and to give you a quotation, in most countries, a man with a criminal record could never be president. But here in Ukraine, that distinction hasn't stopped the government-appointed nominee. The anthology does have a lot of important themes, including family relationship, political activism, and self-awareness, and readers should definitely look forward to new works by Ksenia Rechtecha.
So where can a person get a copy of Crossing the Border?
Well, online, it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble currently.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it was published by?
Little Creek Books in 2012.
Okay. We should spell Ksenia's name.
Her last name is R-Y-C-H-T-Y-C-K-A.
Okay. And there will be a link to her book on the Nash Hollis website, as well as a link to Myra's bio as well on the website. And thank you once again, Myra, for your thoughts on this book, Crossing the Border, by Ksenia Rechtecha.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio.